Посмотрите, чем характеризуется язычество.
Let's take a look at what all the paganism is all about. As a rule, all the main attention is concentrated on the external side of the religious life, on worship, sacrifice, rituals. The paganism is full of it, and now we can probably understand how it can easily be misleading for a person. All the religion can come down to this external behavioral side of life. It's no wonder that Christ angrily denounced the Pharisees. Gospel is an eternal book, so everything that was happening there has everything to do with our modern life, both in the 1st, 2nd, 10th, 20th and 21st centuries, because a person is always the same. A human being is always facing the temptation of substituting, purifying their soul for fulfilling the external rituals. Probably you met the people who were really decent, indeed nice people, but when you start talking, and sometimes it can be a sincere discussion, or sometimes it just becomes obvious from the discussion, and they say, "What sins are you talking about?" I met such people, especially the intellectuals, the professors. So they say, "What sins are you talking about?" I do the scientific work myself, honestly. I give lectures and write books. I have a normal family life. So what salvation are you talking about? What sins are you talking about? They do not even understand that morality and spirituality are different things. Try to affect this person's pride, and you'll see a decent person, but never touch their pride, or there'll be a real disaster. So they say, in fact, don't touch them. Don't even try to convince or say anything, but in a really nice way we should try to explain that morality and this kind of life is not the spiritual life, not yet, because when a person pays no attention to the inner state, when a person is only paying attention to their external side of life, they can actually be deeply stuck in this evil. The Holy Fathers call it the petrifying insensibility. For example, a person pays no attention to judging other people. They think that it's ridiculous, it's not a sin at all. They do not understand that when I'm judging someone else, it means that I consider myself better than them. And this judging is endless. When two or three people get together, here they go, and they start judging people from the bottom to the top. If only I were the president, if only I were the patriarch, I would do this and that. But we should understand the psychology of this. Nobody says this out loud. But this psychology is as such. You see, he's doing it in such a bad way. And I would do it differently. I would do it better. And here we find this pride. I have to repeat over and over again. So, at hospital, do the sick judge each other for their disease? Oh, so you have the pneumonia of the right lung, and I have the pneumonia and inflammation of the left lung. So, you're such a bad person. No, it's nonsense. So, when it concerns the external life, it's obvious for us. When it concerns the inner life, we see nothing at all. So, we don't see he's bad because he's sick. But when they have a spiritual disease, we say, ah, what a terrible person. I'm not the like of his or hers. So Christianity pays the attention to the spiritual side, saying that even morality itself sometimes can be fruitless, even sometimes it can become a thing that can lead to the worsening of the person's state, that can lead to the great pride, which is the disaster. So what good did this morality do? Are you a saint, a living saint? But if we touch you a little bit, we'll see how holy you are. So, how can we find out if we have these inner problems? Saint Simeon, the new theologian, says directly that when we are trying decisively to live according to the commandments of gospel, we start seeing the reality that we cannot do anything. We cannot help judging other people. We can not help talking in vain. We cannot help envying other people. Oh, my neighbor has such a great car, much better than mine, so I'm green with envy. So don't be vain, and so on. It turns out that my inner decision that nobody can see, that I am a Christian, that's it. From now on, I will try to live according to God's commandments. Decision taken? Absolutely. And now, let's take a look at how I am fulfilling the commandments. So, I start eating, and I overeat. Once I don't overeat, and 32 times I do. So, it turns out that the reason why we cannot see the spiritual evil, the sins inside ourselves, is because we have no decisiveness to live according to God's commandments. And then we come to the priest to confess, we make a list, or I would say the report of the sins I've made, and I say, oh, maybe you can go shopping, and the priest will just read the sins. It's a joke, but you see, even useful, good, necessary activities can just turn out to be empty formality. So, it's a very good question. How can I see sins that we have? You know the commandments. You know that you should not be vain, proud, envious. And then take a look at yourself. So that's the exact recipe, the exact guideline. So the meticulous fulfillment of God's commandments, of commandments of Jesus Christ, open to the person the vision of their sins. In any other religion, they would tell you that the meticulous fulfillment of commandments makes you a saint, of course, but not in Christianity. In Christianity, you get the vision of your sickness, of your passions. And if you don't get to know that, if you don't realize that you cannot cope with them yourself, you will never become holy.
So
in any other religion, the meticulous fulfillment of commandments, it means that you are righteous, but not in Orthodoxy. In Orthodoxy, it's the key to open the door from the outside. I'm so beautiful, and when I open the door, and inside it's full of dirt,